Here's My Dollar by Gary Soto. Angel poses with her cat. How tall is a hero? If you had ever met 9-year-old Angel Arellano, you'd know a hero is 4 feet 2 inches tall. Angel's story began on Thanksgiving Day. She was in the kitchen listening to her great-grandmother, Sandy. The zoo has money problems, great-grandmother Sandy remarked. Angel listened. She heard that Fresno's Chaffee Zoo didn't have enough money to take care of its animals. Angel wondered what would happen to the elephants, the hippo, and her favorite reptile, the boa constrictor. Angel loved animals. She planned to study them and become a zoologist when she grew up. In their own apartment in Fresno, Angel's family had 4 cats, Buster, Crystal, Rex, and Oreo. Angel took good care of them and made sure that they always had food and water. Caption: Angel holds a skink at the Chaffee Zoo. Angel felt sorry for the zoo animals. While the grown-ups were cooking Thanksgiving dinner, Angel was cooking up a way to help the animals. She decided to write a letter to show how she felt. When she finished writing, Angel showed the letter to her mom and her aunt. They changed some of the words and fixed the spelling. Then Angel copied her letter onto fancy stationery and added a slogan at the bottom: Give a dollar, save a life. She slipped a dollar into the envelope and addressed it to the Fresno Bee, the local newspaper. Angel's letter to Fresno Bee. Angel hoped that other people might send a dollar too after they had read the letter. She didn't know that the zoo needed $3 million, but that wouldn't have stopped her anyhow. Angel was a girl on a mission. A week later, a man from the Fresno Bee came to take a picture of Angel. A few days after that, Angel's letter was published in the Fresno Bee. Almost immediately, people began sending in checks and dollar bills. Angel's letter was working. Child's Call to Aid the Zoo by Jim Davis. 9-year-old Angel Arellano is sparking a grassroots effort to help the Chaffee Zoo through its financial plight. The little girl sent a letter to the bee and enclosed a $1 donation for the zoo. She asked others to donate as well. I just hope it will help, Angel said. I want the animals to be safe and warm and let them get fed like my letter said. Dozens have followed Angel's lead, sending donations ranging from $1 to a $1,000 check that arrived Thursday. After just 2 days' mail, the zoo has received $5,084. Text from an article about Angel in the Fresno Bee, December 6, 2003. Caption: Angel Arellano collects money for the Chaffee Zoo. Hippos love the zoo's shallow river. At school, Angel went to each classroom to read the letter that appeared in the newspaper. She asked her schoolmates to give money to the zoo. An empty water jug was placed in each classroom and in the main office. Students and parents began to fill the jugs with coins and dollar bills. Angel's letter had touched the community of Fresno and beyond. Donations for the Chaffee Zoo began to arrive from all over California. One donation came from as far away as England. It seemed as if the whole world wanted to help the zoo. Angel feeds an apple to Angolia, the giraffe. The people at the Chaffee Zoo were thrilled. They invited Angel and her family to the zoo. They wanted to thank Angel in person and give her a private tour. At the zoo, Angel fed grapes to the chimpanzees. She fed the hippo and the buffalo, too. In a daring mood, Angel placed a slice of apple in her mouth. She stretched her neck toward Angolia, the giraffe, who leaned its long neck down and swiped the apple from her mouth. Angel went on being a regular kid for a while. Before long, she was asked to make public appearances to talk about the zoo. The zoo still needed money, and Angel was happy to help. The principal of her school drove her to other schools in the area. He was just as concerned about the zoo animals as Angel. "The zoo needs your help," Angel told the other children. "We can all make a difference." During these appearances, Angel autographed pieces of paper, posters, and lots of shirts and caps. When reporters interviewed her, she tried to be herself. She spoke from her heart. Angel prepares to make a public service announcement. Next, Angel was asked to appear on television. She was invited to be on a popular talk show. Angel flew from Fresno to Los Angeles. It was the first time she was ever on a plane. At the television studio, Angel entered the stage to applause and her favorite rock music. She smiled and waved. The audience was rooting for her. They were rooting for the zoo animals back in Fresno, too. More donations arrived after Angel's appearance on television. The Chaffee Zoo got larger and larger checks. One was for $10,000, another was for $15,000, and one was for $50,000. Of course, many donations were still just for $1. Children were sending in what they had, just as Angel had done on Thanksgiving Day. Angel boards a plane to make a television appearance. Zookeeper Mary helps Angel hold a boa constrictor. Everyone was behind Angel and the zoo. High school teams held car washes to raise money. Volunteers showed up at the zoo to help paint and clean up. A local business made t-shirts with a picture of the zoo on it. The zookeepers were very happy. Ray Navarro is the person most responsible for the animals. He has hauled thousands of buckets of water for the animals. He has pushed wheelbarrows of hay for the elephants, the giraffes, and the zebras. "Angel opened the eyes of Fresno," said Ray. "She made us see that people can make a difference." Angel's fundraising efforts are displayed on a billboard at the zoo. The campaign started with a single dollar from Angel. In 6 months, the Chaffee Zoo received more than $600,000. The zoo has used some of the money to fix the pathway to the reptile house where the boa constrictor lives. It has also put in cushioned floors in the giraffe barn, plastered the seal pool, and fixed the rainforest bridge. Buildings have been painted and repaired, too. The campaign to save the Chaffee Zoo has been exciting. People from Fresno are proud that a young girl woke up their own community spirit. The zoo is looking better and better. And even though the zoo animals can't speak human languages, if they could, they might say, "You are a hero to us, Angel Arellano. You deserve our thanks for saving our zoo." The zoo's seals enjoy a swim in a newly plastered pool, thanks to Angel.